ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, April 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed day on Wall Street. The NASDAQ was down 20 points. The S&P 500 fell 10 points. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 64 points to close at 37,799. One reason the Dow was able to stay above the break-even line was United Health. Shares rose 5.2% after the company reported better-than-expected earnings. Those results also provided a lift to other insurers, which have been hurt in recent months by investor worries about rising medical costs. Among them, Humana, up 0.9%, and Elevance, which gained 1.4%. Morgan Stanley's shares were up 2.5% after the bank reported profit increased 14% from a year ago. But it was a rough day for some regional banks. PNC Financial said net income fell 22% from a year earlier. Shares were down 2%. M&T Bank reported net income dropped 25%. Shares fell 2.5%. Shares of Tesla lost 2.7%. The electric vehicle maker has delayed deliveries of its Cybertruck in recent days, according to buyers. And Bitcoin fell for a fifth straight session, trading below $63,000. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.